coming to you live from the studios KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim Pagano. Joining me in our studio is our life coach, Sharon Savidson.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. And of course, my dear friend, Marsha Hively.
Good afternoon.
How you doing? Marsha joins me in spite of her busy life to spend some time with us. That's like our friendship time, you know?
I mean,
you got to take it where you can. So anyways, and I love her input. She always keeps me grounded. So with that, as always, Tom Spence on our board, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to tune in. And I hope that everyone had an amazing Valentine's Day, as I did. My husband always makes me feel special, and I hope that you were able to either, you know, take in some of that love and or show love to all those people that matter in your life. And so, Valentine. Did you have a good one?
I did, and I spoiled my kids.
There you go.
They need to be spoiled.
I know this is the first time I have two kids away at college. That, you know, every holiday comes around, and the ones that they're not, I mean, obviously they're home at Christmas or whatever, but, you know, it just, I do something special for them, and it's heart.
You want them near you.
So I made them chocolate chip cookies and sent them both chocolate chip cookies and heart shaped.
And hers are great.
Did, you know, little care package for each of them and sent it off. And
you go. Tom, how about you? Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was fabulous. I got engaged on Valentine's.
Oh, you did?
Oh, did you really?
Engaged on Valentine's and married on the 4th of July.
Oh, so.
Hey, he's a guy that likes to remember his holidays.
Exactly.
Smart.
I lost my independence on independence.
You know what? I love that because 4th of July is one of those holidays that everybody expects to have a good time. And, you know, sometimes it's not. But to have a wedding, that just is fabulous. And you have people give, you know, every time you have your anniversary, you have fireworks.
Exactly.
Oh, fun.
Oh, there you go. And you hope that they're
out.
Good fireworks, right? So, anyways, well, you know, now that we've, enjoyed our Valentine's Day, I thought that everybody would actually really like this because today's show is all about self-loving and which brings true happiness. And so I'm really excited. My first guest, we've been playing major phone tag, but I'm really excited. I love what Wendy's doing. Wendy Lynn Phillips, and her book is Naked to Knockout. And Wendy is all about having every outfit you put on make you feel amazing. I love that. I mean, because do you ever have like those outfits that you just, you know, you're going to just, you know, kill it?
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
I definitely think it makes a difference.
Yeah. And then my next guest is Phoebe Hyde, and her book is The Beauty Experiment. Listen to this experiment. It's really a kind of a trip, but she skipped using makeup for a year. Okay. And also really dealing with, you know, the clothes or even buying any new clothes or anything like that. And she actually kind of found herself and kind of self-love because she has a different opinion. You know, when you get through that, you end up knowing who you really are. So I'm really excited to talk about her and her journey and how she found real love for herself. Then my next guest is Dr. Jennifer Howard, and she has come up with the ultimate life plan that is recognized by several thought leaders, and she insists that we have to do our internal work. So we're going to find out what that internal work is. I know, Sharon, you know, you talk about that with us all the time, meditation and really
being consistent.
Yeah. You know, so many of us think it's easy. It's not easy.
Well, the instant gratification, the quick fix, wanting to do it, you know, one time and then not being willing to actually put in the mileage.
Exactly. And my last guest is Jen Flay. Anyways, after several years of being unhappy, She actually found what the secret was. And she wrote the Happiness Handbook, which gives us tips for finding happiness. And so I do have a couple copies of all these books, and I would love to share them with you if you're looking for some self-care right now. I want to congratulate some of my winners from last week. Mary received a tea for two at All Things Tea in Camarillo. And then Tom received a quick bite at the Tower Club. And then there's a couple other people that I've been playing phone tag, and so I will get with them and then announce their names and all that. But I do want to let them know that we do have giveaways this show too, and my phone number is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008, and you can leave me your name and your number and what prize you're calling about, and I will get back with you. Also, if for some reason that is really hard at that moment, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com and leave me your number and what you're calling about. Today, I've got, besides the books, I've also got a $50 gift certificate to Pirano's restaurant in Ventura, and also another $25 gift card to Lure Fish House in Camarillo. And I've got a gift card to Nothing Bundt Cakes. So
that place is amazing.
So anyways, I just want to let everybody know I'm really excited. I love to give back on my show. I love to talk to all my listeners, and had a chance to do that for all the several callers that we got last week. And I want to remind you that if you missed any part of our show today, that you can listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or you can download them on iTunes. So that's what this is all about. So
sounds like there's something for anyone to win.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. I talked to a lot of guys that actually won, and they were like, this is so much fun. We get to listen, and we kind of get to find out what women like too, as well as, you know, they're into that self-care, and I love that. So let's bring our first guest on, Wendy Lynn Phillips. Wendy, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. So, Wendy, you have been doing this for about 25 years, right? And you are a professional image expert, correct?
Yes.
So you actually help people, you know, in the industry, not only in the industry, but just really in life, finding what their self-image is. I mean, that's really a hard thing that we deal with every day.
It is. It's certainly for women. You know, I do have clients that are men and women, but definitely as you and I can relate and your other guests there, it's for women. Oh, yeah, I tell you, it's just an ongoing chore, isn't it?
You know, it's very...
really look in the mirror on a daily basis and like what you see.
And I think it's very interesting. You know, things have really changed out in the working world. It used to be men used to always wear suits to work, and women would wear either a suit or a pant or whatever. But now, with the kind of casual that could be casual, that you still want to look professional, yet you, I mean, there's way too many choices to have to go in and present yourself professionally.
Wendy,
and it's so challenging to even know. I mean, here's the perfect example, right? You get invited to a wedding, it says, you know, black tie. Well, what does that mean for a man? It means he's going to wear a suit, right?
A
jacket and a coat, and it's going to be black. Well, what in the world does that mean for a woman?
Right.
You know, it means we've got 25 different types of strapless and what accessories to go with it, and are we going to have the wrap, and do we need a jacket, and does, you know, it's just pantyhose or no hose.
Right.
It's just on and on with the jewelry, and it's quite a chore. You're right. The challenge for business casual means too much. There's too many definitions today for what that really is defined by and means.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. So how can you help us? I mean, we're, you know, we've got Tom in here too, but all of us, as men and women, how can we kind of put together almost like our staple clothes, you know, and you know that this is going to make me feel amazing no matter what, because it almost was made for me.
Right. Well, the first thing, and this is what I love about what you do, Kim, is that it really is defining who I am on the inside first and then finding a way to express that.
I love that.
So the technical part, you know, what is my body shape? What's my hair color, eye color, skin tone, what best complements all of that and not compete.
And I
think years ago, everyone used to get into all that color analyzing. And, you know, while I do that and share a lot of that and believe there's, you know, a lot of strength in knowing what color really does look best on you, I, however, don't like to box people in. You know, you should wear what you feel great in. And most women know what that is. Now, they may need help pulling it all together. You know, that's the part. And that's where someone like me can really come in and tweak. You know, that's what I often, I like to add the little phrase, most of us just need a tweak to our sheet.
I think what you're saying also, though, is, you know, you really do need to know your body and what looks good on your body, because very often, or sometimes, the style and the fashion does not necessarily complement you.
So true. You're right.
So you can decide, you know, what are you trying to accomplish and what are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to look thin? Are you trying to look fun? You know, are you trying to look more sophisticated? What look are you striving for?
Yes. Well, and you brought up an interesting point, you know, whether you are a businesswoman or whether you're a mom with your children or you're, you know, working for a cause in the community, it doesn't matter. You want to still think about serving well, and who is my audience? Who am I trying to appeal to? What message am I wanting to convey through the nonverbal communication of my appearance?
Absolutely.
And I also think you have to be very honest with yourself of where you are and how old you are. And not that you want to dress frumpy, but what looked good at you on you at 20 years old is not what you should be wearing at 45.
Absolutely not. And so there you have it. You know, what so many women do hit that hump, and they don't adjust. Your body's adjusted.
Yeah.
Right.
Your lifestyle may have adjusted. Your skin, even, believe it or not, you know, if you don't know, yes, your skin changes color as you mature.
But
it's,
you know,
not only
nice, right?
Loses elasticity, also loses some color. If you're wearing the same foundation that you wore 20 years ago, it's time for an update.
You know, I love where we're going with this. This is so much fun. And I just want to remind my listeners, if you are just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Wendy Phillips, and her book is Naked to Knock Out. And we're talking about embracing your unique image, your style, and your fashion sense. And I think that's so, I mean, really, we're all different.
Wendy, I have a client, she's 82, and she was a top model. And I have to tell you, she wears some fabulous clothes. I mean, she wears the shocking pink nail polish, but she can carry it off. That's the difference. She can go to that cheeky place or to go to something that's a little edgy because she covers her shoulders and she covers the tops of her arms, but she can carry it off. And I think that's what we have to look at, is some people can just carry different things off.
Look at my mom.
My
mom is an amazing dresser. I always told her that is her thing. She can put any outfit together and look amazing. And, you know, it's funny because I've kind of restricted myself. I love, like, blacks, and I have a lot of blacks. And now I'm starting to get into my colors, which will pop my eyes, pop my skin color. And that's what I think where you're going, right, Wendy?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and you said another key word. I kind of get stuck with my blacks. And so many women do. You just get comfortable wearing what always works and not really deviating. And so then we're also saying, just because this is the new trend doesn't necessarily mean that it's the trend for you, you know, either. So you want to find that balance, you know, what's trendy, what's current. And, you know, Coco was such a fashion staple and an icon in this whole industry and topic that she really coined and is a perfect example. And the difference in a classy woman and a trendy woman.
I mean, a perfect example of this is knee-high boots. I look at them and I say, that is adorable. But I'm 51 years old. Really, what 51-year-old woman, unless you're a model, should be wearing thigh-high boots?
Little leggings and jeggings and all.
And a little mini skirt. I mean, it's adorable, but maybe just not
now no. anymore.
Not anymore.
Anymore.
Hi. Unless you know your
now
stencil
here's,
skin.
Here's skin. What I want to know. So how can we figure out what our signature style is and, you know, what to look for?
Well, there's a whole chapter on that.
Oh, see? There you go.
But yes, define, and I list out different stars and, you know, here all these examples of different style and fashion. You know, some are more eclectic. You can put Madonna in that category. And, you know, some are just more conservative, sporty. Are you a Talbots and an Ann Taylor type girl? Or, you know, are you more romantic and you've always loved ruffles and lace? And yet, you know, some ladies may find that you're not only a combination of many of those, but like we alluded to earlier, for different events and different lifestyle seasons or work versus, you know, evening and weekend events and what's appropriate at any age to wear out on a date with your husband doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that's what I would wear on a regular basis.
You know, and what's interesting, I think we chatted about this when I was talking to you earlier, is I was at my son's race this weekend. It was freezing. So I had a really nice jacket on and just leggings, boots on, and a longer sweater. And everybody thought I was so dressed up. To me, I was put together, but I wasn't dressed up. And it was interesting. I talked to a new friend, and she said, "You look so good. How do you do that?" Mm-hmm. And it was interesting, and she had sweats on. And I said, "I don't know. I just, it's kind of like my little outfits that I put together."
Well, you chose to do that.
I do that for me.
Well, that's exactly right.
It makes me feel really good.
You know, often I'll be a little overdressed if I'll go out, and I do it for me because I want to feel good.
Yes.
You know, and I think that that's important so that you can, the energy that you present when you feel good about what you're wearing, you know, how you're presenting yourself to the world. That's what I always say.
Exactly. And so, Wendy, I would love, I mean, even, you know, it's interesting. I bought my husband some new colors. You know, that, what's that hot green right now that is, it's almost like that mint green, the cool green.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I bought him that color shirt and he's like, he loves it, you know, or the turquoise. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how men can step it up. I mean, to me, that is so sexy. And so the same thing with women. You can still have a nice pair of black pants on, but then you
with
pop
a nice
your
shirt.
Color.
Right.
You know, right. or...
With a scarf. With
yeah.
a belt, with right. even a fun bag. It's, you know, even the purse and the accessory. I'm a huge advocate of buy solids, buy staples. You know, buy more classier, less trendy pieces for your wardrobe staple. You mentioned that question earlier. You know, have your good working wardrobe and then let your accessories be the trendy items.
Ooh,
that's a great way
right.
to still have a little bit of flair of what's hot, what's not, you know, be in and yet kind of stay true to what you're most comfortable generally and traditionally wearing.
Frankly, that's less expensive, too, than trying to have...
I was going
to
say, it's not only easy and fun, but it's more economical to do it that way. So I'm also all about doing beauty on a budget.
There you go. Yes. Wendy, what is the hardest thing that women and men seem to have with their, you know, their wardrobes?
Ooh, well, first of all, I mean, I'll give you the practical answer in a minute, but the truth is, we are terrible at comparing our worst to her best.
Mm.
And which is basically women, what that woman was doing to Kim.
Yeah. Yeah. She was looking at her sweats and her cuteness and, you know, well, how do you do that? Well, I heard you say it. I wanted to clarify. She chose it.
Okay. Exactly. And do you know, by the end of the day, she was like, you know what? I have a lot of problems putting those out, but I'm going to try because you look so cute and I want to feel, and I'm like, oh my God, you're beautiful. Why are you not showing it? Why are you not stepping into your own power?
Well, in that case, I think, was it her son or her daughter?
Her son.
So her son's racing. It's all about him. And she doesn't realize it's also about you.
Yes, but her husband is a very influenced attorney who dresses to the max. And so she said he actually really loves that. And so I'm like, why are you? And she goes, because I don't feel good about me. I was like, okay, exactly. I rest my case. Right. So she's going to come in, get her hair done. She's like, wow, you actually just, why am I doing this? Why am I shopping at, you know, the lowest shops? Why not get some amazing staples and step it up
get
a little bit?
Get a few amazing staples, and then, you know, it's amazing how far they will go.
That's right. They last longer. They'll be in when you don't buy quite so trendy.
Right.
Buy your classic pieces. Buy them well tailored. Be willing to spend a little more. They will. It's much better to have an awesome, I feel drop dead gorgeous pair of black pants that fit me right and will last than buying a couple of pair of really, you know, cheap and expensive ones. They don't really fit right. Oh, but I got them on sale, and the price was, you know, and you never feel great in them.
Right. I used to do that all the time.
And also to, like, hem your pants, you know, have them fit right. Take them in if they don't fit you properly. Feel really good in something.
Yes.
You know, for kids, they had a thing called Garanimals. And one went with the other. I was never the guy that could wear clothes, or I could wear clothes, certainly, but I couldn't.
He's naked. Sorry to tell you that.
I'm wearing a shirt, I'll say that.
Yeah. Dress for the occasion.
There. Yeah.
But the thing that was funny, my first radio station, I sort of worked in a position where I had to meet a lot of people, and I came in looking as I am now. And one of the sales girls there that was fabulous, she was from New York.
She said,
come here. And I'm like, what? And she said, do you have any money at all? And she said, literally, I need $500. And she took me shopping. Didn't even know this girl. And she set me up. But what she did, she got a yellow pad, and she wrote this, goes with this, goes. And it was this complete diagram. So I would come in, and I'll tell you, every single person were like, what have you done? This is tremendous. And then one day, I would be in a hurry. She'd come in, and it was just like a Seinfeld episode. She'd go, come here. Where was that on the diagram? And these darn New Yorkers, they sincerely knew how to do it better. And certainly I got over that phase of dressing. But it was really something to learn how to do it properly. And
And I think what you're saying is
why don't we get Garanimals for men right now?
That's a very good idea. But I think what you're saying is make sure that when you buy a piece of clothing, you have something that goes with it.
Yeah.
And that you're not left with a shirt that doesn't go with anything and pants that you can't match up. And
I did a brown with a brown with a brown. And you know what she said? What are you, UPS guy? Brown goes with brown goes with brown.
Oh, God, I love it. My husband's a little bit like that. He kind of looks at us and he's like, is this all right? You know? And now I'm like, all these shirts right here go with all these pants. All these pants go with, you know, and then these are your work clothes because you don't want to have drywall on them, you know?
Well, somebody brought up a really good point. I think when you go out shopping just because you're bored or you're trying to find something new, you're going to buy that piece that doesn't match anything, doesn't go with anything, and probably doesn't look good on you. You need to be intentional about shopping.
Oh, so true. So let's leave us, and I can't wait to have you back. I'm already, because there's just so many things that we could even touch on. But what would, I mean, you're talking about the amazing, okay, wait, Marcia
okay,
wants
so
to
I'm looking at
dying
says,
to ask
it
you
says
a question.
Three faux fa-
that's
I mean,
what I
want to three
know.
Fashion faux pas. Yeah. What are the worst fashion faux pas?
Okay.
Oh, dear. Ready?
Ready.
Well, number one, now, again, I'm going to give you some practical things, but, you know, really, women just dress too shabbily, and they think it doesn't matter.
Ooh.
I'm like, honey, it so matters. You cannot leave the house looking like that.
I know.
You know, you just can't think that no one else is really looking and that it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
And, yes, it matters most because it's a reflection of your own value and worth. And when we said that earlier about, you know, in the book, I used the quote, get yourself off the sales rack and put yourself back the diamond counter.
I love it. Okay.
You are a woman of worth and value, and that's the reason.
God, so when we go to the sales racks, that just shows kind of what we're feeling like inside, that we really don't own it, right?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Wow, that makes a lot
so
of
that's
sense.
That's number one. Okay. Faux pas. You just think it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't really matter. And sure enough, that's the day you're going to run into you-know-who. That, you know, where it surely does matter. But number two, they wear clothes that don't fit right. We alluded to this.
Right.
You know, they're either a little too big, you've lost a little weight, yay for you, but you're in the process, you can't be wearing what you used to wear, you know? It's
right.
too big for you now.
Well, right. and if you keep those clothes, you'll end up back in them.
Ooh,
that's right.
This
you're
is so true.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
So they're either too tight or too loose. You know, we also have women wearing things that are too tight because you're planning on losing weight.
Darn well, it.
Honey, in the meantime, you know, we don't want to see the seams busting.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah, this is so
you know,
true.
Anyway, they're too loose, too baggy. You know, look like a tent, and it isn't work. You're either trying to cover it up because you're embarrassed at the excess weight,
right?
Or you lost the weight and now they are too baggy, and you haven't yet figured out how to flatter.
Do you know what's
bit.
Funny is what about the people that I just had a baby and you're like, really? I thought
oh,
your kid
yeah,
was 15.
Yeah.
Now you know
bad. What about when you
I
say
know.
To someone, are you pregnant? And they're not.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh gosh,
that's bad too.
Yeah,
you got it. The 3 month window there.
Yeah,
have a little bit of grace.
Okay.
But it is.
And so, what was the third?
And so, the third one is you forget to pay attention to the little details. These little things. Crocs are for the garden.
Got
they
it.
Are
oh,
not
God. With you. I agree.
Those
with
are
you.
The ugliest things ever created.
But it is the little details, right? Mm. You know, it's just my ears. I feel naked if I don't have
me
earrings.
Me too.
My ears short, but I am naked without earrings,
oh,
so I always keep
that's
a
the
pair
southern
in
of
my
you.
Glove box.
I can tell you're southern. It's coming out of you that naked.
Oh, naked.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Are
but
you southern?
I am. When I go to New York, all the producers up there are like, girl, it's called naked. They will not even know what you're saying if you keep saying that on TV up here. So.
And there is something about Southern women. My mother-in-law is Southern, and she does not go to the grocery store looking like I do. She does not go to the grocery store in a pair of sweatpants. And what if she goes, she dresses. If she goes out,
but,
she dresses.
And you know what? I don't
it's
know.
An event.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? My grandmother was 95, okay? And she always told me, you always have your makeup on and your full look on because you never know who you're going to run into.
Right.
And you
right.
know what? I've just really honored that. And I just think that, especially
I mean,
being
sometimes
in
the
beauty
thought
business.
Of that is exhausting. But you can do some, even if you're going to go to the store in sweats, at least look at yourself in the mirror before you leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just how I get dressed for the day. That's
yeah.
it. I just take on the day. So, you know, Wendy, I want to just, okay, so we've got the fashion faux, okay, but
yeah.
give us the three last tips to dress dynamic on a dime.
Well, dynamic on a dime, let's see, be quick. How about wear solids?
Okay.
Here we go. Wear solids and spend your money on the extra details, the accessories.
Okay,
so that was definitely number one.
Okay.
Number two is you've got to separate your things in the closet so that you can see what you really have and allow your brain the creative
right.
process of creating the mix and match separate.
Mm.
So when you bought something together, the first thing you do is come home and separate it. Separate
uh-huh.
the jackets and tops, the slacks and the jackets and skirts or whatever, you know, it is. And so that's that. The other thing I would say is use both your local boutiques, your department stores, and online. You know, be smart about the coupons now.
Oh,
and the,
yes.
You know, taking advantage. You know, once you find a couple of stores where you're, you know, whether it's a Chico's or you know what your size is, you
right.
know it's going to fit,
right.
then you get the deals. You know,
exactly.
do the deals and steals and be smart. And as, you know, you said earlier, shop on purpose.
Mm.
Be on purpose about what's lacking. Shop in a color theme. Again, not only once you know what season, what color best represents you and complements you, looks great on you, but when I see a piece that perhaps is on sale and I know that it's in my price point range, I know it's my color, I know I'm going to have plenty at home for it to go with, I don't really think, do I need it?
You grab
I just
it.
Buy it.
Yeah, I like yeah. where you're going with this. God, Wendy,
yeah.
I'm so excited that we got a chance to talk. I can't wait to have you back because I know there's so many other things that we can go through. And really, it's just about honoring yourself. And I love that you said, right. You know what? Why not? Get off of that sales rack and honor who you are. And really, that's what my whole show's about, is living at your highest potential. Thank you, Wendy. Where do we find your book, Naked to Knockout?
Yes. Well, if you go to my website, Wendy Lynn Online, wendylynonline.com, and you register, I do a free weekly e-blast with videos. I can show you what I've been talking about.
Ooh,
I do lots
ooh.
Of fun video tips and tricks. And when you just put your name and email in, you get a whole free guide how to take 7 key pieces and turn them into 17 outfits. So this is really what producer Tim was talking about earlier.
There you go.
You know, that's my female geranimal tip.
I love it.
Free
Tom,
you
did you hear that?
Yeah. Those are her animals.
my geranimal. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Gosh. All right.
Anyway, knockout tips. But it's WendyLynnOnline.com. And the book is available, you know, also in the e-version.
There you
as
go.
Well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. I'm definitely going to have you back because I love all your tips.
Thanks so much, Kim. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thanks okay. a lot. Stay with us. You're going to, we've got lots more. And we've got Phoebe coming on right now. Phoebe, and she actually has a whole nother story because Phoebe Hyde, she did the beauty experiment and she skipped lipstick, ditched fashion, and faced the world without concealer. And she learned how to love herself. So we're going to listen to her journey. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. What I'm going to do right now is let's give away. You know what we'll do is we'll give away a $50 gift certificate to Piranha's in Ventura. And I'm going to take caller number 5 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Caller number 5. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And thank you for all those callers. We'll find out who our next winner is. But right now, our next guest is Phoebe. And Phoebe is the author of The Beauty Experiment. Phoebe, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. So, wow, you are like bold and brave. Tell us about your journey and how you did the beauty experiment.
Well, like many of us, I think I just sort of went merrily along my way having beauty be part of my life in a way that wasn't extreme, except for sometimes. Every once in a while, I think I would do something like jog around the parking lot in high heels trying to break them in or something like that, but it never really bothered me. What happened was that I hit this moment in my life, this moment of change, where everything was up in the air. We had just moved to a new city, and I had become a mom for the first time, and I was in the middle of a big professional project. I wasn't sure what direction it was going to go. Everything was, as I said, up in the air, and I went out to the mall, and I bought myself a beautiful red dress to wear to a party. And I thought, oh, this will give me that little boost. And it didn't work. I went to the party, and I was kind of fussing with the dress the whole time, and I didn't feel that surge of self-confidence or that looking great sometimes gives us. And it was shortly thereafter that I realized that I was equating looking great with being self-confidence and feeling self-worth and that I needed to find those pieces some other way. And I just started wondering, what would happen if I stopped playing that game? Because I can't seem to get that game right. So what would happen if I stopped playing? And little by little, I thought, well, I could give this up and I could stop that. And then I got my husband involved and I said, you know, I think I might think about doing this. And he was actually really supportive because he was tired of seeing me feel miserable about trying to get the look right. And
so let me ask you, Phoebe, yeah. Is your husband like a dresser?
He wears a suit every day to his office. But he's very minimalist okay. otherwise.
Okay. So did he ever think that you were just letting yourself go? Or did any of your friends or anybody feel like that?
Well, I think I was helped by the fact that I was with a group of other women who were dealing with babies who were up all night and having a hard time adjusting. And so we were all more concerned about other things than whether we were looking put together. So that was helpful to me.
And I'm reading your bio. This is Marcia, by the way. I'm reading your bio, and this started in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Which is very interesting to me because both Japan and Hong Kong are very high style in certain places. So to do this in a foreign country under, you know, you're also already under duressful situation, I find incredibly interesting.
You know, I think that sense of having everything be up in the air was exacerbated by the stylishness of Hong Kong. I mean, that's a place where people go running in ballet flats and slacks sometimes.
Yeah.
And windbreakers are things that delivery men wear, but nobody else. And so I think I realized, I mean, I had just moved there from San Francisco, capital of fleece.
Right.
And then I had this real culture shock, this culture whiplash that happened. And I recognized that no matter how hard I tried, I wasn't going to be able to play as well as those women could play.
Right. You weren't fitting in anyway, so why not
something
radical?
Exactly. I wasn't fitting in anyway. And I said, you know, okay, maybe this is just an opportunity for me to find my own worth in some other way because I'm not going to be able to do that.
Hmm.
And I think my husband understood that because he was having cultural whiplash too. I mean, he had been in this corporate culture and was in a new place and suddenly he was in an Asian country. He's Chinese American, and suddenly there were lunch spots on every corner that fed him exactly what he wanted to eat all the time. I mean, it was a very big cultural shift for both of us, I think. And he just didn't want me to be miserable. He didn't want me to feel like I wasn't looking great. He wanted me to have that inner self-confidence. You know, he's my partner. He loves me. He wants me to be happy.
So what
so
was
whatever
the process,
you can do.
What was, this is Sharon, what was the process that you went through in order to achieve that self inner worth and confidence?
Well, you basically actually wrote up a contract kind of, right?
I wrote out a bunch of rules.
Yes.
To follow. And it was very much pegged to what my husband did. I mean, I wasn't interested in foregoing grooming. I think grooming is something that we do as a courtesy to each other in public. But I wanted to sort of do the male grooming or the equivalent of male grooming and have that be adequate. Have toothbrushing, deodorant, short hair. I cut my hair off. I had long hair at the time. I went to my husband's barber and said, give me a man cut. And the barber said, no. And I said, yes. Do it. And I suffered after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm a hair therapist now. See, if you came in to me and you're going through this time in your life, I would never have cut your hair. I would have said, talk to me where you're at. And that's really where I come in as a hair therapist.
Well, let me just say, though, I don't think this was because you were depressed, because you're a cultural anthropologist. That's what your degree is in. So I see this as a larger experiment and a really interesting thing to participate in, I'm in a foreign country and I'm depressed and so I'm going to cut all my hair off and change my ways completely. This was very intentional.
But Phoebe, you were at a low part in your life, right?
You know, people have asked me, sort of a few people have asked me whether they thought I was suffering from postpartum depression. And I have to say that I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I had been depressed in college and this did not feel the same. I do think there was something very serious going on with my health at the time, and that was really intense sleep deprivation.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And I maintain that laying off the under-eye concealer helped me confront that and learn to do better self-care on that front, because I couldn't rely on the crutch of concealer or foundation to make myself look alert.
Wow. And that really says a lot, because, you know, I mean, my husband goes, God, if I could only just put makeup on, because, you know, he looks great. He's just got that tan skin, you know, where if I walked out, you know, which there's times that I definitely don't wear makeup all the time, but it does make you look better. And so men don't have that. And so, you know, I want to go through some of your rules right here. So basically you went 1 year, right, was your duration of your experiment.
Yes, and it lasted, I think it went 13 months, because I had a hard time ending it.
Oh,
and we
can
talk about that later.
Did you enjoy that? Okay.
It was actually really hard to end. And then the book I wrote after that, because I felt like I had asked all these questions and come up with all this information, but I didn't know what to do with it yet. So that's why I wrote the book.
Ah, that's interesting. So basically, I mean, you know, you use deodorant, shampoo, soap, sunblock. I mean, all the, you know,
essentials.
Yeah, the essentials. Yeah. You kept all that going. But what did you toss?
I don't have the book in front of me.
Well,
but I
do. So
bronzers.
Yeah,
I mean, you name it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Oh, so you didn't even shave. Okay.
Some I didn't shave. I wanted to go and let the leg hair on my lower legs grow, but I couldn't do it. I was in Hong Kong. If I lived in LA at the time, I don't think I would have been able to do it there either.
Yeah,
however, now that I live in the Northeast and it's the middle of winter and we have 9-foot-tall snowbanks everywhere and I'm wearing 5 layers. It's not such a big deal.
Anyway. No, you probably could have done it in San Francisco and nobody would look twice. But
Sure.
Yeah, here.
Why in the book, I actually devote an entire chapter to hair. Because I think, as Kim, as you know, it's a big deal.
It's
a big part of our lives. And I feel like it's not as gender unequal as something like makeup, right? Because men, much as they don't like to admit it, they spend a lot of time on their hair, too. And they have to shave. Or
yes.
They, you know, do goatees or whatever. And so I feel like that's a human vanity that everyone in the whole world participates in.
And thank you for saying that, because, you know what, people don't realize when your hair looks good, you feel good. There is,
absolutely.
I mean, it's like the frame of your face. And
yeah.
So if you, you know, can, like yesterday, I just went, in fact, this sponsor is going to, this segment is going to be sponsored by Forever Bella in Westlake. But I just went and got my eyebrows done, you know.
Right.
I mean, just your eyebrows waxed, you know. And I didn't have any makeup on because I was going in there. She does amazing facials and, you know, tanning beds and all that. Actually, really good ones for your skin. But you know what? She was like, God, I never realized your eyes were that green, because I usually have makeup on. I don't know. I even let my hair go curly. I was going in to be pampered. And so, and it's interesting that is something that when your hair looks good, you really feel good. So.
And it's interesting because today during that experiment, I recognized that it was something of a temper tantrum. In addition to being an experiment, ooh, what's going to happen? It was also, man, I feel like there's so much being asked of me as a woman right now, and I can't do it all, and
right.
This one's going to go.
Right.
Ooh, okay, so let's try to talk about the underline, because, and you know, I've got Tom here, and I love getting our male point of view, but, you know, we're talking to Phoebe Baker-Hyde, and her book is The Beauty Experiment, and she just basically, you kind of stopped for a year of everything and learned to kind of what you came into this world with, right? I mean, I think that's
the
underline.
Materials.
Yeah.
The raw materials.
But I think, isn't it really about doing what you need to do for yourself? So whether that is wearing the makeup or what is putting, it's about walking out and having such self-confidence that it doesn't matter what you're doing externally. It's really how you feel internally.
Oh,
exactly. That is where it was. And I recognized that the external had become crutches or band-aids, things that
exactly.
were covering up. And there were deeper places that I needed to work on. And one of those was my health, the sleep situation. My hormones were up and down in that year after having a baby. you know, I needed, we needed to work on the relationship. There were some stuff that needed to get talked about, and professionally, I had to ask myself some tough questions as well. So all of that work is in the book, and I think the beauty was a lens for some of those deeper issues. And I think it that may be true for many women, not all for sure, but certainly for me at that time in my life.
I have a question for you. Have you had other children since?
Yes, I have.
Did you feel that same sense after having your second child of having to change things radically, or you just learned to take care of yourself better?
I learned to take care of myself better. I had my mother and my mother-in-law lined up to come and stay with us for probably 2 months after that child was born.
So you learned some self-care, right?
I learned self-care that wasn't just about looking good, but that was about feeling good.
Right.
I really learned self-care. Yeah, that's really what this was about.
Right. And you know what else? I think you also learned to have a support team.
Yep.
And I think so many women and men, they want to do it on their own, and we can't.
Not
we are all here
team.
For each other. You know, what I want to ask Tom is, so do men ever feel like this? I know you guys don't wear makeup, but do you ever feel like you just, you know, need it? I mean, I know my husband sometimes won't shave, right? And then I'll, like, cut his beard, and he, like, goes, oh, you know, I remember my dad used to think, you know, he could think better after he got a haircut. You know, do men think like that?
I think what happens, because since I work bizarre hours, sometimes you really let it go, especially with shaving.
Right.
And when you do shave or dress really nice, without a doubt,
you feel better.
You feel better, act differently. When I used to hang out with some rowdy people, and they were all
you.
Rodeo guys.
Yeah.
But the thing that was really funny, when we had a party, and we had ridiculous block parties with free keg signs across the county, what did every guy have to do? They had to wear a tie.
Oh.
If a guy came up and they didn't have a tie on, you know why?
Why?
Guys with a tie on generally don't fight.
Oh,
now,
that's
I will
very
highlight
interesting.
Generally,
yeah.
Occasionally,
yeah.
We still had one. And remember, guys, if you're at a place where there might be a dust up, wear a clip on. it's an old bouncer trick, but it becomes a handle. If you don't have a clip.
So it really goes to show, you know, you look good, you feel good, and you do good. I mean, really, that's where I go all the time. I mean, with, you know, doing hair, when you get your hair done, you feel like $1 million. Then you just want to accent with your outfits and your,
and,
you know.
Yeah, and the other thing that comes up for guys, especially guys like me, because for a while I drove limos for a couple of 3 years when I was going through school. And when I used to, after the gym, I'd run into a store and grab something. And blah, blah. And then when I was limoing, yes, sir. And I always remember, because I suited up. I was a good driver. I had a proper suit on.
You looked
and
awesome.
Every single time, you were treated differently.
Well,
when you had a jacket and tie on, I guarantee you, it was bizarre. They'd say, yes, may I help you, sir?
So, Phoebe, let me ask you something. Did you get treated differently when you
would
walk in without
question.
Makeup or doing, the, you know, whatever you did?
It's interesting, because there were occasions where we would have to go to a black tie event, and I wasn't going to break my rules.
Oh, and how did your husband feel about that? Now,
well, you know, it's actually easier than it looks. One of my rules was not shopping, so I wore a dress that I already had. Nope, that wasn't a problem. I wore shoes that I already had. For one of these events, I didn't wear any jewelry. I kept tiny little gold earrings in my ears throughout the course of the experiment with the excuse that I thought the holes in my ears would close, but I think I was actually just being chicken. But you know what I did? I took my daughter to a local florist, and we picked out a rose, and I wore a rose behind my ear to the party. And so even though I didn't have makeup on and I had fairly just plain hair, I had this rose, and it gave me that feeling of, this is a special occasion.
And so you presented yourself with confidence. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most confident, how confident did you present yourself? How confidently?
I would say I was feeling probably an 8 or a 9 that night.
So my theory is that somebody that is wearing makeup, that has beautiful clothes on, that feels a confidence level of 1 or 2, gives off that energy, and you without makeup on, you know, exude this confident level.
Right. You were skin deep.
Well,
I was trying. I mean, that's what I really wanted. That's what I wanted to do. And, you know, and because of this book, I've had some opportunities to be on television. And television is very different from radio. And obviously, it's very different from the relationship you have with a reader when they're reading your book. You know, that's a very private, intimate conversation between two people. But on TV, and the producers have asked me to come on without makeup.
Yeah.
And television is the stage, you know, it's not reality in any way, shape, or form. Everyone there is wearing makeup who's on camera, and
well,
everyone
and the
who's
lights,
off camera is not.
And they're wearing a lot more makeup because the lights just drown
yeah.
you.
Well, do you remember?
Everyone's got this orange stuff. And I said, okay, I can do it.
Well.
Because it's not that big a deal for me anymore.
Wow.
And I was actually shocked when I watched myself. I said, "Oh, is this career suicide? Am I being ridiculous here?"
Isn't that funny? You know, on The View, do you remember they all came in with robes on and all their makeup off? I think it was
yeah.
was it The View or The Talk? I don't know, one of them.
The Talk.
The Talk.
It, yeah.
Oh my God, because you know what? I mean, that's the reality of who we look like when it's all done, all off. I mean, and that's what men live every
See,
day.
I feel confident without makeup on. I wear no makeup a lot, and
yeah.
I don't feel any different. But that's
but you know,
just
I think
me.
It takes practice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just it depends what I'm doing. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go. I wouldn't go as far as you did and go to a black tie affair. But I will go out for a day without any makeup if it's a casual day in jeans and a cute shirt.
I'll put on eyeliner and lipstick, a little bit of blush. I mean, I don't necessarily have to wear foundation, but.
Well, this is the thing, you know. I think you can either at this time in my life, the things that I was doing to adorn myself or decorate were coming from a place of fear and insecurity,
Absolutely.
And I was tired of that, and I didn't want to model that for my children. I wanted them to see a person who really loved the raw materials.
Mm-hmm. And did you get to that?
I did. I have. I believe so.
So, Phoebe, leave us with some great tips that anybody that is out here listening right now that maybe is, you know, and I have to tell you, I mean, just my story from the racetrack, you know, of having somebody that really doesn't feel, you know, they love themselves, but they're not on the high pedestal that everybody puts themselves on. And that takes a lot. I deal with that all the time. When I sit somebody in my chair and I say, oh God, okay, so where are we going? So what's your favorite thing about your face? And they look at me like I'm crazy and they're like, I don't like, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh my God, you have beautiful eyes. And their whole demeanor mm-hmm. starts to change because we don't believe in ourselves. And so what is it that you've taken from this whole beauty experiment?
I think the word mindfulness, you know, jumps out at me, and that is taking a mindful approach to the beauty industry as it surrounds us all the time and tells us that we need correction or concealment or filling in or this or that, or gossip magazines, or that feeling of lack that keeps us shopping all the time. I think a mindful approach is really helpful in helping us start with the self, not the selection. If you start with yourself and you get your head on straight about who you are and where you are and what makes you a worthy person, then you don't feel that sense of lack, and you don't get in there in the mall and get that techno music thumping and feel like you've got to buy something, or that if you just buy something you'll feel better at this party.
Right, feel better,
you know,
before you have to buy it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's a very concrete thing, but it's shopping twice. And that is, if you need to get something for an occasion or for work or whatever, go out, look at the selection, try things on, and leave your wallet at home or in the car. Mm-hmm. Try a bunch of stuff on, look, have fun, enjoy the costume box that is, you know, a department store. And then go out and get a cup of tea, take a breath, even go home, sleep on it, and the next morning you're going to wake up and you're going to know which one is the right one.
I like that. All right. Phoebe Baker Hyde, her book, The Beauty Experiment. In fact, I have a couple to give away. And so if you are interested in learning how she did it and some of the things that she went through, I'd love you to give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. I'd love to share this with you. Phoebe, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us and how you learned to love the real you.
Thanks, everybody, for contributing the conversation. It was great.
You got it. All right. Well, we are going to take a quick news break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Jennifer Howard, and she's got your ultimate life plan. And I do want to give out Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 108, and the phone number is 805-496-0786. If you mention Kim right now, you can buy one and get half off by mentioning Kim. And let me tell you, if you're about making yourself look beautiful, spray tans, tanning beds, facials, everything that you need there, she'll take care of you. And that's Stacy. Anyways, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.